This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The music business is only designed to get as many people to go away from God as possible. So what happens is the devil needs workers. And by workers, he needs people who have influence, who can mislead or misguide people away from the light into the darkness. So this is why the artist is powerful. So the artist is the mouthpiece. Okay, that artist is the mouthpiece between the devil and the fan. And the artist's job is to get you to throw up these weird signs. Mm-hmm. What are you doing this for? This is the Baphomet. I don't fuck. So don't think I'm throwing this up and I don't fuck this. Mm-hmm. I'm just showing you, when you see these signs, when you see the checkerboards, when you hear them talking about demon time and drill and kill and all this shit, even the actual beat and the BPM, it's all 808 drums. This is all low vibrational shit. So what happens is the artist is only the tool used to push the message of the devil.
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, as you can see, we've acquired the property and we're getting right to work. And with your du'as and support, we can go ahead and get the masjid and mega da'wah center up, open and running, inshallah. Imagine every person that prays here, gets educated and guided to Islam here. You'll get a part of all those blessings and rewards, inshallah. What are you waiting for, brothers and sisters? You're going to leave it all behind anyway. So go ahead and invest in your hereafter that's everlasting. Click the link below. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. And I'm asking you a question. Are you someone who listens to musicians such as, let's say, Drake, Lady Gaga, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, Jay-Z, and the like? I could go on and on, but you get the point. People who are basically controlled by the satanic forces, or as some might call it, the Matrix. Well, let's explore their lives and find out what they're really about and what they represent.
Did I sell my soul? I sold my soul for you. Now figure that out.
Let's take a look at Beyonce, for example, or the djinn called Sasha that she describes possessing her.
They're expecting Sasha. No, she can do things that I cannot do when I'm in rehearsal. I mean, I can try, but then it just doesn't happen. I can sing notes and sing strong and do all these things that when I'm just by myself, I can't do. And I remember right before I performed, I raised my hands up, and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me, and I knew that was going to be my coming out night.
We'll look at together these symbols that they keep using and the meanings behind them. How black magic, Satanism, and Kabbalah is all part of the industry. Let's learn about the term called channeling, and how famous celebrities such as Jack Nicholson even warned Keith Ledger about channeling in a certain role right before he died. Also, what's this term Rain Man that we hear Eminem talking about?
What's your name, Goldie
Man? Rain Man.
And even Jay-Z.
Where is this going? What does this track say? And I go through my Rain Man.
We'll also learn about one of the most famous musicians, Bob Dylan, making a bargain. A bargain with who?
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief.
We'll also learn about what people do to get famous and at what cost.
People like forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not. Really not.
And finally, at the end, you'll learn about true happiness. And then I'll let you make a decision at the end after you watch this. Which of the two ways do you want to be upon?
That I don't even want to look like Katy Perry anymore. So.
Now, what I'm going to need you to do is sit with me as we watch this together. And at the end, you're going to be much more informed about what goes on behind the scenes. And then you're going to have to ask yourself a question at the end. Do I still want to continue listening to people like this?
Have you ever wondered why music artists use strange symbols and gestures in their music videos and concerts? If you have not, then you're not alone. Most of the people fail to see a deeper connection between these artists and the satanic occult groups. One cannot but ask himself these questions. What are these symbols that reoccur everywhere in the entertainment business? Why are these symbols used by artists over and over again? Where do these symbols come from? What is the meaning behind these symbols? If you don't have an answer to these questions, then you have no right to dismiss this case. If you analyze Satanism, you will come to the conclusion that it's very prevalent in the music industry. Satanism, or black magic, is based on the worship of Satan and neglecting the worship of God. Satanism reached its peak in Egypt, at the time of the pharaohs. This is why a lot of the symbolism can be traced back to this civilization. You will see a lot of Egyptian symbolism in the music industry. Here's an example of the owl that the Egyptians used. Does it look familiar to you? Yes, this same owl is used by the rap artist Drake. Drake can also be seen doing the 666 hand gesture. Each finger represents the number 6, making it the sign of the devil, with one eye. Here's the same owl on a satanic ceremony called the Bohemian Grove. And here you see rap artist Azealia Banks with the one eye and owls. This is an ancient 30th dynasty Egyptian falcon. We see the same bird tattooed on the singer Rihanna. This is Aleister Crowley dressed as an Egyptian pharaoh. He is considered as the most notorious satanic magician of the 20th century. He identifies himself as the prophet entrusted with guiding humanity into the age of Horus in the early 20th century. Horus is yet again an Egyptian god. Here you see rap artist Jay-Z wearing the quote, "Do what thou wilt," which comes from the philosophy of Dilemma, which was developed by Aleister Crowley. This religion includes a number of deities primarily adapted from ancient Egypt. Yet again, you can clearly see the links between these artists and Satanism. But still, the people pay no heed and continue as if they saw not. Also notice, the same triangle and eye the Satanists use can also be found on the American $1 bill. Why is the government using satanic symbols? Assassin's Creed is a video game series which primarily revolves around the rivalry between two ancient secret societies, the Assassins and the Knights Templar, and their indirect relation to an ancient species predating humanity, referred to within the games as those who came before. We know before God created humans, he created the jinn, including Satan. The latest release of this video game is called Assassin's Creed Origins, which is about how these secret societies started. And you can guess it, it is in ancient Egypt. The secret societies want to control humanity. Although this is just a video game, it has a lot of truth in it.
I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. One of my favorite books is the Alchemist, Paulo Coelho, and I just believe that. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. If I can put my head on it right, study it, learn the patterns, and you know, it's hard to put into words. Yeah. Real.
In this clip, we hear the actor Will Smith talk about the book, The Alchemist, by Paulo Coelho. When we look at the cover of this book, we can see it again, the link to the Egyptian civilization. Will also talks about that he can create everything he wants. This is a satanic philosophy, because only Allah has the authority to create whatever he wants. Satan tells his worshippers to do whatever thou wilt, and neglect whatever Allah wants. The philosophy behind do what thou wilt is that Satan wants you to do whatever your desires tell you and neglect the worship of Allah. Alchemy is a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or combination. Yes, a magical process, black magic to be more precise. If we look at the symbols used in alchemy, we can see some familiar symbols. Am I right? Here we see another symbol used in alchemy. Now look at the album cover of the rapper Lupe Fiasco. Are these people artists, or are these people magicians? That is up to you to decide. Anton LaVey, was an American occultist and was labeled by many as the father of Satanism. He was the founder of the Church of Satan and the religion of LaVey and Satanism. He authored several books, including The Satanic Bible, The Satanic Rituals, and The Satanic Witch. Here you can see him do a satanic hand sign. Does it look familiar to you? This hand sign is very prevalent in the music industry. This is not just a mere coincidence, the devil is hiding in plain sight. Here you can see rap artist A$AP Rocky on a satanic pentagram. Why do we keep on seeing links to Satanism? This is not a one-time occurrence, it keeps on happening over and over again. It is now up to us to draw conclusions. Here is singer Beyoncé with a demonic Baphomet ring. This Baphomet symbol is widely used in Satanism. If these artists have nothing to do with Satanism, then why do they keep on associating themselves with satanic symbolism? But there still remains one question unanswered. Why do all these artists worship the devil? What do they get in return? These artists perform satanic rituals to please the jinn, or demons. The jinn are another creation of God. They are made out of fire, and Satan is one of the jinn. These jinn will help these artists if they worship them. The devil worshippers have to humiliate themselves in order for these demonic entities to help them. They sacrifice animals and even engage in pedophilia and homosexuality in order to get demonic powers. Here's an example of the singer Lady Gaga, who talks about demons possessing her.
And your favorite scary story?
My favorite scary story? The one that I'm going to dream about tomorrow night. I have incessant nightmares, but I've learned to love them because they somehow end up on stage or in my work.
Fantastic.
I'm also terrified of the devil.
Well, that... The next question I'm going to ask you is from Tatin in Hong Kong, which is, do you believe in God?
Yes.
And the devil?
And the devil. I believe in both. I had this dream quite recently that was so terrifying, so morbid and terrifying, and I called Deepak Chopra, who I work with, and I was telling him my dream, terrified. That the devil, and the dream was so terrifying, I thought somehow a devil force was trying to take hold of me, a darkness. Mm. I guess I see devil and darkness as the same thing. And he laughed and told me that I was very creative.
Beyoncé talks about another entity taking over her when she performs, calling her Sasha Fierce.
They're expecting Sasha. And I'm really kind of shy, and not really shy, but more reserved, and nothing like Sasha. You know, she can do things that I cannot do when I'm in rehearsal. I mean, I can try, but then it just doesn't happen. I can sing notes and sing strong and do all these things that when I'm just by myself, I can't do. And I remember right before I performed, I raised my hands up. And it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me. And I knew that was going to be my coming out night for the BET Awards.
It is not uncommon for Satanists to develop multiple personalities because their bodies get possessed by these demons and help them perform.
Channeling, the act or practice of serving as a medium through which a spirit purportedly communicates with living persons. That's the definition of channeling. A lot of these actors believe in channeling. So they actually invoke spirits.
I think why you're my role model has to do with the way you relate to vanity. We're lying in bed and we're rehearsing the astronaut Garrett Reed love scene. And then we launched into the first take, and two voices came out of you. Do you remember this? two voices, and they were simultaneous words, but they were two levels of sound. And I looked over at you. You were amazed. I was amazed, and you said, "Well, sure, Cheryl, I'm many different people." I said, "No, Jack, you're channeling."
Two tones coming out, two voices at the same time. That's clear. They do what's called method acting, where they invoke. Crowley said the quickest way to invoke a spirit is through acting. So they do a method technique, and they stay in character for the entire film. Jack Nicholson, in some films, scared people because he would play psychopaths. And he would stay in character even when the filming wasn't being filmed. And it was like he was possessed, because that's what they do. Heath Ledger, who played the Joker, and that had previously been played by Jack Nicholson. When he was killed, they told Jack Nicholson and asked him what he thought. He said, "I warned him about that role." That's what he had to say.
Here's Jay-Z in the studio, recording a song. Look close at the book that is present in the studio. A book named White and Black Magic. Is this where they get their lyrics from? Jay-Z also talks about something called Rain Man taking over him when he raps.
This right here we call a magic moment. Right now I'm thinking like, you know, where's this going? What does this track say? And I go through my Rain Man.
It's funny, like, how it came about being a lyricist is weird, because I started out technically, like, I used to write all the time, you know, before I start going into the Rain Man thing, you know.
So, what or who is this Rain Man that he keeps on talking about? Let's listen to another satanic artist, Eminem.
Yeah, proof, my name ain't gonna be Slim Shady no more.
So no more Slim Shady.
No more Eminem.
No more Eminem.
You know what my new name will be?
So, what's your new name gonna be now?
Rain Man.
Listen close to the lyrics of this song.
My name was not to become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil.
My new name is...
Rapper Lil Uzi Vert is a new age artist who blew up recently, selling millions of records. His name, Lil Uzi Vert, sounds like Lucifer, which is a name also given to Satan. You can see satanic symbols everywhere. He even admitted selling his soul to the devil in a live stream.
Did I sell my soul? I sold my soul for you. Now figure that out. Tell me that I sell my soul. I sold my soul for you. For all you on here that's asking me did I sell my soul, why the fuck is y'all on here if y'all think I sold my soul? Y'all coming right with me. You dummies.
For as long as I've been here at 60 Minutes, I've wanted to interview Bob Dylan. Over his 43-year career, there is no musician alive who has been more influential. His distinctive twang and poetic lyrics have produced some of the most memorable songs ever written.
You ever look at music that you've written and look back at it and say, whoa, that surprised me?
I don't know how I got to write those songs. Well, those early songs were like almost magically written. There's a magic to that. And it's not Siegfried and Roy kind of magic, you know, it's a different kind of a penetrating magic.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And on this earth, and then in the world we can't see. World we can't see.
This is a performance by the singer Chris Brown and rapper Tyga at the BET Awards. Why do these artists love Egypt so much? These are some tattoos that Chris Brown has. This is Kanye West with the same Egyptian eagle as a necklace.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. Lisa came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
Kabbalah is the original form of black magic, which was first practiced by the Jews. All these artists practice Kabbalah in different forms, by worshipping Satan. This is a Kabbalah red string, or crimson string, which the practitioner wears when he interacts with demons. We can see numerous celebrities wearing this red string. The most often used symbol in Satanism is the one eye. But what is the meaning behind the one eye? We can find the answer in the Holy Quran. In this verse, Allah talks about all two eyes and about the two ways. One way is the way of righteousness and the other way of evil. Two eyes symbolize that we can distinguish between the two ways, truth and falsehood. They symbolize the knowledge of this world and the knowledge of the hereafter. Both are necessary to be a good Muslim. This is why Satan uses the one eye to symbolize the evil way. It closes the other eye, the eye of truth, the eye from which we acquire divine knowledge of Allah. Satan wants you to neglect the next life and get everything you want in this life. He wants you to do whatever thou wilt, except the one thing you are made to do, worship God. Do not think that these artists are happy. Most of them end up doing drugs and committing suicide. Remember, the only way to happiness is the way of Allah.
You feel like an imposter when someone thinks you're something in here and you're not.
Feels sad when I'm overworked and that I just become a money-making machine and that my passion and my creativity take a back seat. That makes me unhappy.
I so badly want to be Katherine Hudson that I don't even want to look like Katy Perry anymore sometimes.
Okay.
And like that is a little bit of why I cut my hair is because I really want to be my authentic self.
Yes.
Like 100%.
If your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're gonna do a lot to get there, like sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like you're gonna end up on a one-way street and it's going nowhere. Like that's just the truth. I've seen so many people like forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not, really not worth it. Not worth it.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Our brother in Islam, Eddie from The Dean Show, is creating the Dean Center, which is a masjid and a dawah center, which is going to help non-Muslims learn about Islam, inshallah. And the most beautiful thing about this is that we can all be a part of this. We can all take part in earning rewards from this simply by donating whatever we can to make this a reality, which is beautiful. Let's do that. All right, let's click this link. Let's donate what we can, and let's make this a reality, inshallah.